sometimes they have those snacks sitting up there
yep.
by the bathroom. Yeah. And I go over there and I open up my jacket like this.
Shut up. You put the snacks in your
around,
coat.
I look around like this, you know, to make sure nobody is. Because I don't want them to judge me.
My back hurts.
I don't want them to judge me, J-Bell.
I did not run, came from the slums. What you know about flipping just to eat and take care of mom?
Two things that I figured out. Yeah?
Okay.
You're going to like this.
I want to hear this.
You're going to enjoy this.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. First one. Yeah.
Yep.
So a couple of months ago, about 3 months ago, you remember when I kept on getting sick?
Yeah.
I didn't understand what was going on. Didn't understand. So there was this lady. She was like, you know, you should take some zinc. Just regular zinc. Zinc tablets. $5. Zinc. I was like, whatever, cool. I forget about it. So I went
$5.
That's what it costs. So I went to Germany, right?
Okay.
To go see the doctor for my stuff that I get.
Your
my
guy.
Niece, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they did the blood work because mm-hmm. they have to do blood work and all that type of stuff. Everything came back nice.
Don't tell me they said to take some.
No.
Oh.
He didn't say anything. He was like, but your immune system, the things that fight your, what's it called?
Uh-huh.
Is it like they're a little low? They're a little low, right? So I was like, oh, that's why I keep getting sick over and over and over again because my immune system is like, look. So I flew back and I was like, you know, all of a sudden it hit me what the lady said. She was like, take some zinc. I was like, okay, cool. So I went to the little corner store, bought me some zinc. Taking zinc every day, J-Bell. You know, in the 3 months since I started taking zinc, I haven't even sneezed.
Oh, my God.
Right? I haven't even sneezed, bro. 3 months. And I started to think to myself, because it just occurred to me today, I was like, man, I haven't been, because everybody in my house was sick, coughing, everything. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry for y'all.
I'm
sorry. But I started to think to myself, Jay, I was like, I wonder how many simple remedies are out there, little things that the pharmaceutical companies, they don't even say, they want you to keep on buying whatever big prescription, expensive medication, when something as simple as all you need is just a little zinc.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of that is going on. How much of that is going on in this world, J-Bell?
A lot. You know, when you think about Western medicine and they finally adapted to a lot of Eastern philosophies as far as medicinal herbs and things like that are, and the help that it brings, simple things, zinc. And it's because, and they used to say, they used to just throw it by the wayside. It wasn't a big thing. But now they're all talking about it. And I think there's one reason why.
Why is that?
The insurance companies told them to do it.
Explain, because I'm fascinated by that.
So to your point, these things throughout history help people, right? Simple stuff, right? Eating healthy, all this kind of stuff. If you're an insurance company, you pay the doctors. Now, if the insurer is looking like, man, these are all these things we're having to pay for down the line that are preventable by simple things.
Oh, I get it. So that's why the information is coming out now. They don't want to spend.
This country's different, right? Because you have the NHS, you have a different kind of profitability structure. That's why I love being here. One of the major reasons I love being here is because of that. And I know as a foreigner, it's different. I have private doctors, but I can see the difference, right? I believe in healthcare for all. And they might have problems, but in America, it's a different game.
Yeah.
So it's a constant feedback loop. You know, one of the best conversations, and this is so, you and I should have this on our own and then bring it back here, is when you think about guns in America. And you say, okay, say you don't want to attack any rights of gun owners. Just leave that away. One of the best preventative tools would be, A, could you sue the manufacturer, which you can't. B, you'd have to be insured as a gun owner, right? You'd have to carry some kind of liability insurance the same way you do if you drive a car. You drive a car, you got to have insurance, right? Because if you get in an accident, boom. got to be able to cover everything. Mm. Imagine you had that for guns. And imagine the insurer now goes, hey, we don't want to be held for this liability, so we require these things. Mm. And we fight for these things. Where do they go? On Capitol Hill, because they have so much money and the lobbyists. And then things change.
Sounds so humane. Sounds like something that should be done, but they won't even do it.
Yeah, until it's who profits?
Yep.
Who carries the cost?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we start there, this is the way you think all the time. Yeah. Everything you talk about is like that. If you start there, we might not even know how we don't even have a solution.
Yeah.
But if we start there and we kind of work in, we can kind of see why someone 100%. Has chosen to restrict it.
Yeah.
And you're incredible. Like, oh, that's why.
Incredible.
Attack on books in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Attack on, you know, you know what's happening there, right? Right.
Yeah. So, Sanchez.
Yeah, what he's doing. And you think about what he's attacking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's attacking, I think I've written this down.
African-American studies.
Yeah,
I think.
But it's fascinating. I actually wrote this down because it was so, think about this.
Mm.
This is the kind of stuff they're categorizing, mm. right? Nazis and, you know, the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Columbus arriving in America, colonizing,
mm-hmm.
indigenous people dying. Okay. Almost 700 million Africans died in the transatlantic slave trade, right? That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All the stuff related to that. And you ban it all and call it critical race theory.
Mm. Mm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
And you just go, before you go into, I can't believe, mm-hmm. go, why are they trying to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it for? And who gains power? And then you'll go, oh.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Yeah. What would your theory be on that? Not because we don't know, right? Yeah. And I know how you are and I know how I am, yeah. right? We don't really know. What would your working theory be around why they're doing that? Why
power,
he's trying to do that?
Power.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. power. Trying to stay in power. Trying to, knowing that if you can separate people based on an ideology, mm-hmm. right? It's very easy to get these people over as voters. Mm-hmm. And one thing people don't want to feel is guilty. So if you can remove guilt and say, hey, a lot of people in the critical race theory, which isn't even a thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just history.
Yeah.
You know, when people teach history, sometimes people feel guilty. You know, you had kids coming home saying, I feel bad. And
yes.
parents going, you shouldn't feel bad. So you get all the, you gain all those people's voters.
Yeah.
So it's power.
It's just that simple. That's and they try to make it seem like it's something else.
Man, that's it, bro. It's, I want to run right. So I'm going to motion, shift, move this, bark that, yell this, so I can run right.
Yeah.
Score a touchdown. It's to your point earlier about zinc. That's how we got in this conversation.
Yeah.
Zinc. I have something for you.
Okay. Is this it?
That's it.
A crunch cup. So my friend Jason.
How much do you like that?
Saw me. This is incredible, by the way. This I'm going to cover it. This is incredible.
I knew you would like that.
My friend J-Bell saw me bringing in a carton of milk. And a bowl of cereal packed, right? Like a, like, I don't even know what, like a hobo. That's what they call it. That's
no,
what they call you in America.
You know what was, keep your fish.
Like a hobo. And you didn't say anything at the point, but something clicked. You're like, you know what? I'm going to get this guy something to carry his cereal and his milk properly. And now my boy came through for me. This is incredible.
I don't know how much that's going to carry. That might not be as much as you want.
As much as I need.
When it came, I thought it was going to be bigger. I was like, I need to give this to my daughter. And she loved it too. She was like, I was like, this is for OC. You can't have this. Then she just chilled out.
Mm.
But
that is so cool.
What
man.
Was fascinating is yeah. how you said, no, J-Bell, I got it down to the science with the milk because you brought the carton in. And I was like, oh yeah. Because you love your cereal. Now
yeah,
you can,
I do.
And I think you can Something actually else. Drink it. And it like brings in enough milk every time you have.
Just like a little.
You don't need a scoop. You don't wow. need a, yeah.
I'm taking that to Phoenix.
Yeah, you need
for
that.
Sure. I'm going to have
that's
that in Phoenix.
Your, you, yeah. That is, think about getting on a plane now. Oh,
this is the best
you know
thing.
When you're in a lounge
yeah.
and they got the stuff?
Yeah, just
you can
boom.
Fill it up.
Take it with you on the plane.
Oh, that's the
Because I get really hungry on
I
the
know,
plane.
That's the move. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And then usually what I do is like I pack, like, you know, all the snacks that sometimes they have those snacks sitting up there by the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I go over there and I open up my jacket like this.
Shut up. You put the snacks in your
around,
coat.
I look around like this, J-Bell, to make sure nobody is. Because I don't want them to judge me.
My back hurts.
I don't want them to judge me, J-Bell.
My back hurts. I can't laugh like this.
No, J-Bell. So you know sometimes they fill the basket up with snacks.
I know what you're
talking. And then the lady comes back and she's like, man, the snacks are empty. She doesn't know this.
You fill up your the next person who goes snacks. In and goes, man, hey. They ain't got no snacks. I'm going to be in first class and they ain't got no snacks. You in there like this. You know?
So that's over. Cramping. That's over for me now that I have this.
Now I get it. You know what's funny? I got to bring the people in. We'll be in the lounge before a flight somewhere.
Yep.
And I'll be eating all the good stuff. And I'll be like, oh, so you know, you're going to eat anything? You go, no, because I'm going to enjoy this meal on the plane. And I'm like, all right, I get it. Like this, I understand.
Yeah.
Conceptually, I get what you're doing. Yep. But now I really...
Now you really understand.
Because I'm thinking, well, what if it's not enough or you don't like something?
Oh, it's always enough.
You got the backup because you stuffing. And you the first dude back there.
What? Then I look around like this, J-Bell, to make sure nobody saw me. Okay.
I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait to get back on a plane with
Incredible.
You.
Incredible. You're going to love it.
I love getting on a plane with you.
One more thing. One more thing that I want to discuss. One more thing I want to discuss with you.
Oh, my God.
So I was reading.
Oh, my back.
I was reading a book this morning. I was listening to it. By a guy by the name of Jordan Peterson, Dr. Jordan Peterson,
okay.
He's like a psychologist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said something that fascinated me.
All right. What did Jordan
say? He was talking about human beings, right? Uh-huh. People, uh-huh. And how we love other people,
okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So much more than we actually love ourselves.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I was like, what is he talking about, right? And then he was like, okay. He was like, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you have a daughter. I've seen you with your daughter.
Yes.
I've seen how you feel about her,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things, right, mm-hmm. that you probably do or have done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That if you saw her even attempting, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
What? Yeah.
But so my question is, why is it, right,
mm-hmm.
that we love other people and we care for them so much so that we will prevent them from doing something that we know is bad, but then for ourselves, we do it? Like, what is it about humans that does that?
So if I like this, right? Because usually sometimes these psychologists, then they back it up with some kind of sociology, right? Mm. And I'm thinking of evolutionary type of structure, right, in the conversation. And why I say that is this. The way we are now is purely because of survival.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're far removed from that, think about it. When you're in the cave with these people, right, your tribe, if you don't, the ones that have that love, that care, compassion, right? It's kind of like your trait and your genes pass on.
Yep.
Because you want to take care of this thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
What about ourselves?
Yeah, more than ourselves.
But what about ourselves?
We forget ourselves.
Right.
Because, okay, all right, I get what you're saying. Why is it you feel so much better when you do something for someone else than you do yourself? Mm-hmm. Think about that. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You just do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is how structurally society works. Like, that's why when you look at things, humans and how we interact, that is the essence of what we are. That allows this thing to perpetuate and to continue, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you find even your friends and the people you're around kind of all have that, or they're just not in that circle, right?
Yep.
And it's, I think when you have something or someone or something or someone you love and you can feel that, you realize that life is much more than your simple existence, mm-hmm. which allows this thing to keep going. Things like climate change, right? When you think about it and we talk about it and people are express it in any way they want to, mm-hmm. why? It's the future. Mm-hmm. The financial industry, which you know I love finances, the magic is feeding on that. How am I going to get you, OC, that made all this money to say, don't have a good time with it, sit on it, mm-hmm. invest it, do the right thing, and give it to somebody else? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what you just said.
That's crazy.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, when I had my daughter, right? Yeah. When I had, think about it. Look mm-hmm. what it just did to your head. Mm-hmm. I know how you live. I know how you think. Mm-hmm. I know how you are. And everything is about that.
Yeah.
It ain't about you. Mm-hmm. You run around with a free bag that somebody gave you.
Yeah.
You won't buy nothing for yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Nothing.
That's so crazy.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. And it's beautiful. It's why society, when you think about all these differences and what people talk about and issues, when in reality, that's the core of being a human.
Mm.
Don't let nobody fool you.
Yeah.
When we're out on the streets, most people want to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
I would think.
Yes.
I think 80% of the people out there want to do right by each other.
It is the truth.
If you dropped your phone in your wallet, 80% of the people would say, sir, mm-hmm. this is yours.
Mm-hmm. No matter where you are in the world.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. I live it. That's why when you're on social media and we laugh at it and you see these people come out and you'd be like, that's not society. People aren't that mean
mm-hmm.
on the street. They're just not.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work like that. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. it's...
Yeah. Okay, I got one more question. Just one more. It's an existential question.
Well, you know, we only have two games left, so we start to talk about other things besides football.
I know. we're going to get
this. This is about the time of the life.
Where this happens.
Yeah.
Right. Just one more question. And I only ask questions that I haven't figured out.
Yeah. And I haven't figured them out.
Those are the only questions that I ask, right?
Yeah.
So, you know how, for instance, we can say that as human beings, right?
Mm.
There's people who do good things, there's people who do bad things, and do you think that exists in like animals? In like dogs and cats? You think they're like good? Not by our standards,
right.
Not by human standards,
right.
But by like animal standards. Do you think there's like good dogs and bad dogs and good cats and bad cats, or it's just
I think so.
Like within themselves.
Probably,
there's like,
yeah. You know, you see some kind of why would some animals do some things that others wouldn't?
But do you think that's okay? So,
or maybe it's how I mean, this could be a nature nurture conversation,
right? Is it more that, or there's just something fundamentally?
I would say it's one of those two things,
right?
I couldn't say either. I mean, people have been arguing this forever in all different types
in human beings,
So, I couldn't say it was one or another, but you do see with animals, say dogs, how they're treated, how they're raised, that becomes their reaction.
Correct.
But then you see dogs that are treated a certain way, that react way like people and families are like, never seen this. Why did the dog do this?
So that's just like terrible dogs.
I don't have the answer to that, but it is a nature nurture thing. I mean, we're going way off the deep end with this. Because it's
within their little dog society, they're like
there's
a bad dog.
You do see things in primates where even how they choose leaders and such and stuff like that, where you see it is the collective.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said this the other day. It was Jalen Hurts, and I was like, "Yo, you got it, bro."
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about being a leader. And I forget the exact words, but Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles, the quarterback, said it's a privilege to be chosen to
mm-hmm.
lead.
Mm-hmm.
Like to be. And I was like, see, that's why you got the magic, bro.
Yeah.
Because he realizes it's not I'm the quarterback. I'm the leader. I'm mm-hmm. No. These people in this room allow me to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I better do things according to.
It's interesting that you talk about Jalen Hurts, right? Because I realized something. when I watch him and I watch his behavior, and I watch the things that he does, the way he carries himself, I would follow him.
I would too.
I would be like, you know what? I would follow him. There are a lot of quarterbacks. There are a lot of people who we place in high esteem.
Yep.
That I'd be like, yeah, because I see right through them.
I would
too. When I see him, I want to, and he's much younger than me, but I 100% would line up behind that guy. No, without a shadow of a doubt.
And that in those games, right? The last four teams, there's two quarterbacks I follow. One of them's in the Super Bowl. One of them didn't make it.
Who's the one that didn't make it?
Joe Burrow. I'd follow Joe.
Yeah.
I'd follow Jalen. I feel like I'm like you, like Jalen. I'd follow him, his presence. Like I'd follow him.
Yep.
Wholeheartedly. Like he's the kind of dude to me. It doesn't matter what industry he's in. I mean, we could be on the battlefield kind of thing. I'd follow him.
He has that. Yeah.
Burrow.
More so to me than Burrow.
Yes. But Burrow, I would follow because I would feel like, yo, it's going to be all right with him. Like, no matter what's happening, the moment isn't too big. Like, if he said, we got to turn right here, I wouldn't question it. It's just his, you know, it's like his demeanor, like, it'll be all, we're going to go right here.
Yeah.
I would with Jalen too, but you're right. It'd be more. This is so way back and this is so off topic, but I have to say it. All right. Remember years ago? Years ago. Remember your Cam Newton conversation?
Which one? I feel like.
About being a quarterback and what's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got two quarterbacks. And
how crazy is that?
Right? You got two quarterbacks with such strong male presence in their life. I mean, strong. A lot of times, especially in sports, and I hear it a lot of times when I was playing, and it was always around money. It was, oh my gosh, are you saving your money? I know, you know, people from you're just not used to having money. And I'd be like, hold on, who are you talking to? I need to introduce you to Cordy and Geraldine Bell.
Because
I didn't come up struggling at all. It was nothing but privilege. I know exactly what I'm doing. I've seen it. I know how to handle finances. Like, this isn't we're not this image you're portraying and painting. But yet that's all they want to talk about. A lot of times they want to say, look at this guy. He made it. Look at how bad his situation was. Look at where he came from. Look at these two quarterbacks. Do some research on them. How they were raised. The male presence in their life. The black male presence in their life. Where are the stories being written on that?
No, they don't want to talk about that, J-Bell. They're going to keep real quiet about that.
Because that, when you look at these guys, that's what you see most of them, but they don't talk. They don't tell those stories. But they'll follow Antonio Brown.
Yep. Everything he's talking about, they'll go by.
Oh, we'll pump all that out. But you got guys like Jalen Hurts. Whenever he talks, you should put a microphone in his face because he's speaking the truth. He's talking to your kids. He's telling you how to be, how to look at life. Let's talk about his story, how he had to overcome. You know, think about him. The guy gets benched in college. In the national championship, comes back the next year, sits on the bench, backs up Tua, cool, goes to another school, wins a natty, comes here, Philly, gets benched in the playoffs because they were, whatever they're trying to do, overcomes that, look at him. But we'll talk about, hey, this kid's from here and he didn't have nothing.
You know what, Jason? You know what? I understand. I see it now. I see it. I see it so clearly. I see it so clearly now. That's exactly what they don't want.
Yep.
That is exactly what they do not. They don't want that. That's why they don't. I see it.
The positive keeps us together.
Yeah.
The positive the great stories, the no,
they can't have that.
No,
they can't.
No,
they can't have that.
So let's talk about let's talk about other stuff. Let's sensationalize other things. Except what's really happening. I'm telling you, I used to be in the locker room and I'd think, this is, why do people think this way about us when this isn't what it is? But yet these are the stories. Like,
that is.
Now the NFL does.
Yeah.
I give the NFL a lot of credit.
They
are trying and they will push these stories and they will talk about
They're
this.
Trying.
But what does the media run with? I'm very interested now with the Super Bowl happening, and we'll get outside interviews from people. Let's see what they talk about, you know, because it's the questioning we get is always interesting. It's like what they want to focus on and what they want to talk about and what they want to point the finger to, when instead we should be talking about this.
They can't.
Real leadership. Real strength.
They can't. They won't. They won't. We got
to
do it.
We have to do it. We have to do it. We have to do. This is what you're missing when you don't focus on people's stories and people's why. Because there's so many individuals with that same scenario that would make your workforce better. You know, your companies better, more profitable, whatever. Like the fact that no one is aware of a lot of this stuff is really limiting us as a society.
Is part of that like consumers not wanting to digest that, rather wanting to digest Antonio Brown? Is part of it that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm reading this other book on this, but you know, these... it's one of one I'm going to send you next, but these algorithms,
yeah,
that are the models for a lot of social media, have been taught to learn, right? At some point, like learn this, figure this out, and they've got way out of whack, mm-hmm. right? And it is that. It is what works and what doesn't.
Yep.
And we know throughout history what works, you know. Anger works, man.
Negativity.
It works. It does. I mean, that's nothing new. And that is on us as a people. But as the purveyors of news, media, and mouthpiece, we don't have to put that into the lexicon. We don't have to throw it out there.
I'm depressed right now.
No, don't be depressed.
No, it's just, but like, I'm thinking through everything. And where it leads me to is just like,
Think about this. And I love our sport because of this. We know it's crazy on the field. And we had two teams go at it. They had street beef.
Yep.
They had beef.
Yeah.
And I liked it because, you know, you poke the bear. And I'm talking the Chiefs and the Bengals, right? Soon as that turned, you got the Kelce brothers, which I love them dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Travis and Jason Kelce, okay? He said something where, hey, man, really happy for my brother, whatever. Like, y'all not going to hear me talk basically like he did last week. Mm-hmm. Got nothing but respect for them guys. Mm-hmm. But it's game time.
Yep.
But it was like, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the narrative of this game.
Mm-hmm.
This game is going to be two teams that respect each other that are going to go out there and try to win this Super Bowl and cement their legacy. But even the conversations being had, even like the feel of it, is just like two boxers going in three-piece suits, looking fresh, like we know we're great. We're going to put on a show, but I'm not going to talk about your kids and your family before that. I don't have to do that to sell this ticket.
Nah.
We're just that good.
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the story should be, look at these. You want to talk about team building.
Mm.
You want to talk about what you need to look at when you're drafting and evaluating. Go look at the leadership of Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You go tell me how you can replicate that it factor.
100%.
You go look at Patrick Mahomes. Even his deal, and we talk about, oh, he got all this money. The way he structured that is so he can allow that team to have more money to bring assets in. Mm-hmm. The way he put that deal together. Mm-hmm. They said, Patrick, you can break the bank or you can help us help you.
Yep. In the grand scheme of things, ain't no difference between 500 and 550 million.
You said it. You've always said it. Yeah. You know, this guy grew up, his father played pro baseball.
Yep.
You know, taught him
well, yes.
around. Look mm-hmm. at this. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about why these teams are this. Let's talk about respect. Let's talk about care, trust. Everything they do that we don't see that allows them to be there. Mm. Because that is what we should be showing our kids. That's why we play sports, right? Mm. That's why we say, go play sports. It doesn't matter. This is why we say that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you go, but it matters what you get from it.
It's very few times in my life, especially over the past couple of years, that I can look and listen and be like, you know what? I learned quite a few things from somebody today. Today's one of those days, J-Bell. You are absolutely on fire.
Well, you brought it out there. You came with it.
Absolutely on fire, bro.
You came, you're questioning, but this is what you, this is the, these are the conversations we have.
Yeah.
You pose a question, makes me think. It always relates to the game we love, but it just happens that this stuff all lines up.
Yeah. This is incredible.
And you said it years ago. Years ago, you talked about this. You talked about, look at the fathers in the households at the quarterback position, why that's so important, what that does. And as fathers, a lot of people listening to us, a lot of people aren't yet, will be, hopefully can be, or mentoring people, understand like how important it is what you are depositing into these people's mind, because they remember it. I don't know when they're going to remember it. Mm. Man, my daughter the other day was stressing about homework, OC, before she went to bed, and just worried about it. I was like, oh my gosh, you're like your dad. Mm. Right before you go to sleep, mm-hmm. you're worried about something. So I didn't say anything. I said, let's breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was teaching her stuff I do, just mm-hmm. going to the moment. Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying, hey, Anaya, you need to just be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Breathe. And she calmed down and went to bed. I don't know when that's going to click.
It will.
I learned she'll that remember it. In mm-hmm. sports. I learned that being next to you doing TV when you were like, it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. That's why I said, when I look at Burrow, I see you. I see somebody that I go, are we just going left?
Mm-hmm.
We going left. Because the moment, like in the moment, you have proven yourself that the moment's not too big. Mm. That's why I'm a Burrow believer. Jalen Hurts is like, it almost like you don't even have to be in the moment yet.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, it's different.
Yeah.
But both of them, it makes so much sense. And Patrick Mahomes, I love how he leads because he's so elite. He's such a talent. But yet, does it ever feel like it's about him?
Never.
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 It never feels like it's
not
about
once.
Him.
Yeah. He does. He's different, bro.
It is about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't. It's like he doesn't take up space.
Deflects. It's everybody.
Y'all got this. It's not like I'm the biggest man in the room. He doesn't walk in like that because he is.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be aware of that because you are that great. There's a reason these teams are there. There's a reason those were the, and you look at even San Fran and the way they're built and their stars and whatever. I look at Christian McCaffrey and I'm like, I like this dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at Fred Warner on that defense. I mean, he's my Antonio Pierce.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, I play with a dude like you.
Yeah.
You that guy. Talents everywhere. But it's those things. That's from a guy who won 2 Super Bowls. What gets you there? Now, how are they there? What made them like that? Let's tell those stories for 2 weeks.
This is fascinating.
Let's tell those stories for 2 weeks. That's it.
MC Branquinho, diretamente do Brasil. São Paulo, 011 é o DDD.
the run. Came from the slums.